أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained categorically that the Quran Sharif is the Kitab of Allah. The message is 100% true from Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah presented proofs which are all around us, the sky above us, the earth which is spread out, the mountains, the rains that fall and grows our food, etc. Clear signs by which we can see how Allah Ta'ala is running the system of the world. Then Allah Ta'ala gave examples of the various nations who did not believe and how they were destroyed. Then Allah Ta'ala explained that everything is in the control of Allah. He is the one who created us the first time and will bring us back to life. And then when we come back to life, in somewhat detail in the surah, life of our journey towards Allah Ta'ala and towards the akhirat is being discussed. Allah says, إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانَ. جب کہتے جاتے ہیں دونے والے. And when the two will pick up each and everything, that is kiram and katibin, who are sitting with you on your shoulders, the two farishtas who are recording everything, that whatever you speak, whatever you do, they record it immediately. It is narrated, one person made dua to Allah, he wanted to see the workings of the kiram and katibin. How is it possible for them to record everything? At that time was not a time of tape recorders and video machines. So Allah showed him. He made salam to them, they did not reply, they just wrote down assalamu alaikum. He said, you don't reply, they wrote down, you don't reply. He said, you write down everything, they didn't reply. They were just writing down everything. So whatever actions these two farishtas, kiram and katibin, are picking it up all the time and recording it. Anil yamini wa anishimali qa'id. Dahne beta or ba'ai beta. They are sitting on your right shoulder and your left shoulder. The farishta, the angel on the right, writes down all your good deeds and he is the amir of the two. And the farishta on the left writes down all your wrong deeds. When you do something right, good, then the farishta on the right immediately records it. When you do something wrong, this farishta on the right orders the other farishta, don't still write it. Perhaps he will make tawbah. And he is given chance until the time of closing the book of records. If the person made tawbah of his guna, then it is not even recorded. And if he didn't make tawbah, then it is recorded. So and this is also the great mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And we learn from there, if we ever falter and we make a guna, don't delay in making tawbah. Immediately make tawbah and do some good deed in its place also. And so that the bad cannot be recorded, is not recorded, and the right only is recorded. Further, Allah explains this more in detail. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. نہیں بولتا کچھ بات جو نہیں ہوتا اس کے پاس ایک راہ دیکھنے والا تیار. And whenever a person just speaks a word, lafad is like the arrow that comes out from the bow. The minute the bullet is out of the gun, then just like that, the word that comes out of the mouth, as soon as it comes out, there is an angel, this kiram and katibin, to note it down immediately. In other words, whatever we speak, it is being recorded. And today we speak so much, and we speak so much of rubbish and nonsense. All this is being recorded. How we swear, how we taunt people, how we mock at people, all this is being recorded. Whether it is with the wife, whether it is abusing the children, whether it is abusing the workers, whatever a person speaks is being recorded. The tongue is a very, very important organ in the body, spiritually as well. And it is very important that a person must have control over his tongue. Unfortunately, generally today we don't have control over the tongue. We just blurt out anything. And in fact, that person is regarded as good company. if we have a dawat, a party, a pray, a person who is just blabbering all the time for no reason, there is nothing to talk, but he's just talking all the time. This is being recorded by the Kiram and Katibin, all the time what we are talking. So a person, and it comes in the hadith, if you see a person who talks less, then stay with such a person. Allah Ta'ala puts the words of wisdom, knowledge of wisdom in the heart of that person. But empty vessels make the biggest noise. But a person who is empty inside is all the time just talking and blabbering and that. So to keep quiet is a great thing. Anyway, whatever we speak is being recorded. And then after that, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ اور وہ آئے بے ہوشی موت کی تحقیق. And the time of Sakarat is going to come to each and every person. And for whom Allah makes it easy, and may Allah make it easy for all of us. Otherwise, Sakarat is one of the very difficult periods a person goes through. It is not easy, the transition from this world into the year after. The ruh is in every part of the body. And at the time of Maut Sakarat, the ruh has been pulled out. But if our attachment is with Akhirat, and we love Akhirat, and we are eager and desirous to go by Allah, then this ruh comes out like a hair from dry flower. How you just pull it out, it comes out like that. And if it is kneaded flour, it has been kneaded, then that hair will break, but it won't come out. Like that, if our love of dunya is so great, then at the time of maut, for the ruh to come out is very hard. It doesn't want to leave the body, because our attachment is with this dunya. So if we have attachment of akhirat and desire to go to akhirat, inshallah, the ruh will also come out easy. Otherwise, sakarat is also a reality. ذَلِكُمَا ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ. Ye wo hai jisse tulta rehta tha. And it will be said, this is that which you were trying to push away all the time. You tried your best not to die. You rather stayed in a ventilator. You rather stayed under machines, life supporting machines. But you just did not want to die. But the time has to come. The time of death is appointed for every person. And it will come and will take every person, no matter what preparation you make to save yourself from death, you cannot. Death overtakes every person. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. Or phunka gaya sur mein. And then the trumpet will be sounded. When that was your qiyamah when you died. Then the real qiyamah will come when the trumpet will be sounded and all people will be brought back to life again. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ. Ye hai din darane ka. This is the day that you have been promised also, and it is a day to fear, the day of qiyamah. It will be a very, very frightful day when all people will be gathered. And just like people who lived through the Mina, the stampede there, how they explained it was like the day of Qiyamah. Of course, Qiyamah will be even much more worse, but a person can get an idea what that day will be like. And then, وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَاهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. اور آیا ہر جی اس کے ساتھ ہے ایک ہانکنے والا اور ایک احوال بتانے والا. And then every person will be brought by somebody who will be taking him to the place of resurrection. In other words, like a guide, a person who will be taking you, and you'll have no choice. You can't escape him, like a police escorting you, and you have to go. And shaheed is you yourself. Now you will see all your actions that have been given to you. And they will be presented there before you. Your whole life's records will be now scrolled up, and it will be given to you in your hand. Here is your report of your life. Everything what you have been doing. Allah is so kind that He has kept the doors of mercy wide open. We must ask for His mercy. He has kept the doors of Tawbah wide open. We must keep on making tawbah so that all our bad deeds can be wiped out and we can go there with a sheet with only good deeds. In fact, we should make the dua, and Allah is that kind being that if we make dua and Allah shows His fazal, He changes gunas into good deeds also. قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Allah changes your bad deeds into good deeds. So if a person goes like that, how fortunate is he not? But if we don't make tawbah, we live our life of unmindfulness, not making namaz, living wrong lives, doing wrong things, not controlling our temper, our tongue, etc. And we have to go there with all these evidence against us. It will be a very, very difficult time. لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. Is din se. You are always unmindful of the day of Qiyamah. You are more worried about your dunya all the time. You didn't have time for your namazes. You didn't have time for your ibadat. You didn't have time for your deen. You are only engaged in your business, making more money, making more investments, etc. فَكَشَفْنَ عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ. اب کھول دی ہم نے تجھ پر سے تیری اندھیری. Now we have removed the veils from you. Like a person got cataract of the eye, he cannot see properly. Now that cataract will be removed. The operation of the spiritual cataract, if we don't do it in this world, and we don't see Allah's Qudrat, and we don't so to say see Allah Ta'ala, and we're only seeing dunya, we don't see akhirat, we don't see the qabr, even if we go and bury people, but still we don't see the qabr. We are still busy talking about commentary, we are talking about the weather, we are talking about all other things there also. Then there this cataract will be removed, and a person will see clearly with his eyes all those things which he was unmindful of, or like non-believers who disbelieve, they will see it, put it with their eyes. فَبَصُرَكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. So تَيْرِ نِگَاهْ آج تیز ہے. So your eyes today are perfected, and you can see with your eyes clearly everything. So we are fortunate that we have been informed of all this, what is going to happen. Now we should try and make ourselves more fortunate to prepare for that. When it is going to happen, and we have been told, and we have been told by the only absolute source of knowledge, Quran Sharif, and of course Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we have been informed, then we should be preparing for that life. May Allah give us tawfiq. Allah spelled it out for us completely and openly, and now it is up to us that we prepare for that journey, and there is nobody who is not going to undertake that journey. In fact, we are all on that journey already, and we are going towards our akhirat, and we must be preparing for it.